This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush concludes his European tour today with a visit to Bratislava, the capital of Slovakia. There he will have a brief summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Mr. Bush is expected to use what he's called his close relationship with Putin to urge him to renew his commitment to democracy. That commitment has been called into question by recent crackdowns on the Russian news media and more centralized Kremlin control. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow on Russian views of the Bush-Putin summit.
Sergei Markov is a Kremlin-affiliated political analyst. He says President Putin will likely have a simple response to any complaints by President Bush about Russian backsliding on democracy.
I think Putin will say a very simple thing. We all, you, Mr. Bush, me, millions of other Russian people, thought 15 years ago that transformation of the society from communist regime, from communist dictatorship, toward democracy will be more easy, but appears to be very difficult.
That's a response that Putin gave Bush at their last meeting, a long-winded monologue about Russian history and how the country's far-flung geography and complex ethnic makeup often required strong central authority. Sergei Markov claims there's a wave of anti-Russian hysteria in the Western media and in some political circles these days. And he says that won't change Kremlin internal policies.
Is those who attacked Russia think that he promotes democracy is not true. Russia will build democracy itself without professors from abroad.
Nevertheless, President Bush is under pressure, even from within his own party, to be more critical of Putin. There have been calls in the U.S. Congress for Russia to be kicked out of the G8, the group of leading Western industrial countries. But Russian liberals like Alexei Arbatov, a member of the opposition Yabloko Party and a scholar at the Moscow Carnegie Center, argue that kind of approach would backfire and embolden Kremlin conservatives and boost sympathy for Putin.
If American criticism of Russia's domestic situation becomes a source of tension or results in drastic measures like sanctions or Russia's getting kicked out of the G8, then that will mean a huge blow to Russian democracy and to Russian democratic parties.
Many here say U.S. unilateralism in places like Iraq has eroded America's authority to criticize Russia's democratic credentials. Arbatov says criticism of Putin's Russia is more effective coming from European countries, not the United States. There's also the feeling here that some U.S. politicians suffer from permanent hostility towards Russia, a remnant of the Cold War. Prominent Russia expert Michael McFaul of Stanford University told reporters in Moscow this week that such a camp does exist.
And those people look at Russia and want to see a weak Russia. That's a realpolitik perspective on the world. We want to be as strong as possible, and we want every other country to be as weak as possible. That is a view that I think is growing in Washington today.
Much has been made of a personal relationship between Putin and Bush, but Alexei Arbatov says those personal ties have been hyped as a surrogate for real substance.
We haven't signed a major agreement with the United States for many years now. That's a phenomenal fact. Even during the Cold War, there wasn't such a long period in which the Soviet Union and United States didn't sign any agreements.
There are signs, however, that the U.S. and Russia are close to a better understanding over Iran. Russia is building a nuclear reactor for Iran, and although Putin this week said he did not believe American assertions that Tehran was trying to build nuclear weapons, Russia has agreed to repatriate spent nuclear fuel from the plant at Bushehr, which has eased tensions over that issue. There are also reports that Presidents Bush and Putin may sign a joint statement today on increasing safeguards at Russian nuclear facilities. Poor security has given rise to worries that Russian nuclear materials could fall into the hands of rogue states or terrorists. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.